But the answer that counted would come on the snow-filled fields of Belgium in January 1945. For Easy Company, the test was now being given. The sergeants had it ready to be tested. The Tekoa Corps of the company was ready to be led and to lead. At this moment, Spears arrived, breathless. He managed to blurt out to Dyke, "I'm taking over." Sergeant Lipton and the others filled him in. He barked out orders, "Second platoon this way, third platoon that way, get those mortars humping. All out with those machine guns, let's go." And he took off, not looking back, depending on the men to follow. They did. "I remember the broad open fields outside Foy," Spears wrote in a 1991 letter, "where any movement brought fire. A German 88 artillery piece was fired at me when I crossed the open area alone. That impressed me." Standing at the site in 1991 with Winters and Malarkey, Lipton remembered Spears' dash. He also recalled that when they got to the outbuildings of Foy, Spears wanted to know where I Company was. So he just kept on running right through the German line, came out the other side, conferred with the I Company CO, and ran back. Damn, that was impressive. As the platoons with Spears moved out, 1st Platoon started to move toward them. Sergeant Martin made a last-minute check. He noticed Private Webb in firing position behind a tree, not moving. "Come on, Webb, let's go. Get out, come on." No response. "Well, hell, they were still shooting, so I made a dash over to the tree, which is just a little bigger than your hand. And I jumped right on top of him, because it's hard to lay down beside. I turned him around, and they'd shot him right between the eyes." The company surged into Foy. The men fired the full range of weapons available to a rifle company. M1s, Tommy guns, bazookas, light machine guns, mortars, and grenades. They had artillery support. They created a tremendous uproar, with bullets zinging off buildings, explosions in the rooms from American grenades, the thump of some mortars taking off, the boom when they hit, scattering bricks and dust through the air. Resistance was strong, even so. German snipers bypassed in the first rush began to inflict casualties. No one could locate one guy especially, who had stopped movement at a corner with two hits. Then Shifty Powers, the man who had spent so much of his youth spotting for squirrels in the upper tree trunks of the Virginia mountains, called out, "I see him," and fired. "We weren't pinned down anymore," Lipton remembered, "so we continued the attack." Everyone resumed firing and advancing. Strong as the opposition had been, the Germans,